Ensuring that children with special needs reach their full potential. Today on UK Perspectives, I'm Josh James. For nearly 60 years, the Child Development Center of the Bluegrass has served children across the region, with an emphasis on those with special needs. And for its third year, the center is participating in the Good Giving Challenge, hosted by the Bluegrass Community Foundation. We're visiting the center today, and our guest is Executive Director Erica Tipton. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Erica.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have the opportunity to tell about our center. I appreciate your time.
What services does the Child Development Center of the Bluegrass provide?
We provide early education and child care services for children 6 weeks up to age kindergarten, or five or six, in an integrated setting. And we also provide outpatient therapy services for speech, occupational, and physical therapy.
What are the ages of the children you work with?
In the child care center, we have children from 6 weeks up to age six. And then in our outpatient therapy, we have the capacity to serve children up to age 18.
And how many children do you serve?
Currently in the building, we have 168 children who come to school every day. About 40 of those children do receive therapy services while they're here. We also have close to 175 children who come throughout the week for outpatient therapy services.
Why is it important to have children with and without special needs together in a facility like this one?
We want to see that all children reach their full potential, and the best way for them to do that is to be encouraged by their peers. So having plenty of positive peer role models in the classroom is the best way for a child with special needs to learn what's expected or to learn those skills that they're falling behind on. But it's also important for our children who are typically developing, who learn to be a good role model, to be a good friend, and to be accepting of children unconditionally. And that's what we hope for in all of our children when they leave here.
Your website mentions activity-based instruction. How does that work?
We believe that children learn best through play. We don't want to take that opportunity away when they're so young. So we set up intentional activities for them in the classroom. For example, this week is bustling with holiday activity, so we're learning science and measuring skills through cooking in some of our older classes. Our teachers are fantastic at designing their curriculum and their lessons around where the children's interests are so that they don't ever stop learning throughout the day.
What kinds of outpatient therapies do you offer here?
We offer speech, occupational, and physical therapy. And many of our occupational therapists and speech therapists are also trained in SOS feeding therapy. And we're finding plenty of research now to indicate that children who have feeding difficulties from the very earliest ages can then have, it's a red flag for indicators of other needs to come. So we want to get on those feeding issues as soon as possible so that they can overcome those things and have a productive, fun childhood.
Are only children of UK staff, faculty, or students eligible?
No, we are open to the public. So we have about 60% of the families who come here for childcare that work for the university in some capacity, but we are open to the public for both childcare and outpatient services.
What kind of volunteer opportunities are there?
We love our volunteers. We do a couple of big events throughout the year that really can't get pulled off without the assistance of our volunteers. In August, the main event that we look for help with is called Touch a Truck. It's a big event out at Keeneland that raises funds for us. We also have some events throughout the year. So we have an art show and a chili supper. We have a trunk or treat event. All of those things are fantastic ways for volunteers to get involved. And then we do have students who reach out to us to volunteer in the classroom to either play with the children, read books, do their observations for learning. We're open to anything, so we love having visitors.
How will CDCB use the funds raised by the Good Giving Challenge?
Funds from the challenge ensure that we can afford the special services that we provide to our children. Therapy is integrated into the classroom, and a lot of times that's not billable. It's just time that our therapists are giving to ensure that not only the children with special needs get the supports that they need to function in the classroom, but that the classroom functions as a whole the way it should for all children in the room to succeed. And that does come at a cost, and we don't want our families to incur that cost. Tuition is part of the money that we get in to support the center, but it does not meet the needs of the services that we provide. So we do look for philanthropic efforts to fill that gap for us.
The Good Giving Challenge continues through December 31st, and you can support UK's Child Development Center and 118 other regional nonprofits at bggives.org. Our guest has been Executive Director Erica Tipton. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Josh James.